Fiat. July 8, 1935. Inseparability of one who lives in the divine will with her Creator. The Queen of Heaven, together with Jesus, in instituting the Most Holy Sacrament. The children of the divine will be suns and stars that will crown the celestial sovereign. It seems to me that I can't find rest if I do not abandon myself in the arms of the divine will, which flings me into its endless sea, where I find what it did for love of the creatures. And now I pause at one point, now at another, of its multiple works, and I admire them, I love them, I kiss them, and I thank the divine will for such great magnificence and so many loving industries toward us miserable creatures. But while going around, to my surprise, I found myself before the great lady, our queen and mother, the most beautiful work of the sacrosanct Trinity. I remain there, contemplating her, but I have no words to be able to say what I comprehended. And my beloved Jesus, with an unspeakable sweetness and love, told me, "My daughter, how beautiful is my mama. Her empire extends everywhere. Her beauty enraptures and chains all. There is not one being that does not bend its knees to venerate her. So was she made for me by my divine will. It made her inseparable from me in such a way that there was no act I did which the sovereign queen did not do together with me. The power of that divine fiat, pronounced by me and by her, which made me be conceived in her virginal womb, giving life to my humanity. That fiat, always identical, and each time I operated, the divine fiat of my mother held the right within my divine fiat to do what I was doing. Now, you must know that when I instituted the sacrament of the Eucharist, her divine fiat was together with mine, and together we pronounced the fiat that the bread and the wine be transubstantiated into my body, blood, soul, and divinity. Ah, just as in being conceived I wanted her fiat, so did I want it in this solemn act which gave origin to my sacramental life. Who would have had the heart to put my mama aside in an act in which my love showed off with such exuberant excesses as to seem incredible? Rather, not only was she together with me, but I constituted her queen of the love of my sacramental life. And she, with love of true mother of mine, offered her womb to me again, her beautiful soul, to keep me defended and sheltered from the horrendous ingratitudes and enormous sacrileges which, alas, I would receive in this sacrament of love. My daughter, this is my purpose. I want my divine will to be life for the creature, so as to keep her together with me, to let her love with my love operate in my works. In sum, it is the company of the creatures that I want in my acts. I do not want to be alone. And if you were not so, why call the creature into my will, if I were to remain an isolated God and she alone, without taking part in our divine works? And not only in instituting the Most Holy Sacrament, but in all the acts I did during the whole course of my life, by virtue of the one will by which we were animated Whatever I did, my mama did as well. If I performed miracles, she was together with me, operating the prodigy. I felt in the power of my will the sovereign of heaven calling the dead to life together with me. If I suffered, she was together with me in pain. There was not one thing in which I did not have her company, and her operating and mine fused together. This was the greatest honor that my fiat gave her, the inseparability with her son, the unity with his works. And it was the greatest glory that the Virgin attested to me, so much so that I placed, and she received, the deposit of the works done in her maternal heart, jealous in keeping even the breath. This unity of will and of works ignited such love between us as to be enough to set the whole entire world aflame and consume it with pure love. Jesus became silent, and I remained in the seas of the celestial sovereign. But who can say what I comprehended? And my highest good, Jesus, continued saying, "My daughter, how beautiful is my mama! Her majesty is enchanting. Before her sanctity, the heavens lower themselves. Her riches are endless and incalculable. No one can be said to be similar to her. This is why she is lady, mother, and queen. But do you know what her riches are? Souls. Each soul is worth more than an entire world. No one enters into heaven if not through her and by virtue of her maternity and of her sorrows. So, each soul is a property of hers. And this is why, indeed, she can be given the name of True Lady. See then how rich she is. Her riches are special, are full of lives, speaking, loving, singing the praises of the Celestial Lady. As mother, she has her innumerable children. As queen, she will have her people of the kingdom of the divine will. These children and this people will form her most refulgent crown, some as suns, others as stars. They will crown her august head with such beauty as to enrapture the whole of heaven. So, the children of the kingdom of my divine will be those who will render to her the honors of queen. And transforming into sun, they will form for her the most beautiful crown. This is why she longs intensely for the coming of this kingdom. Because after her refulgent crown, with which the Most Holy Trinity crowned her, she awaits the crown of her people who, proclaiming her queen, would offer to her their life, transformed into sun, as attestation of honor and of glory. Oh, if they comprehended what it means to live in my will, how many divine secrets would be revealed, how many discoveries they would make about their Creator. Therefore, be content with dying rather than not live in my will.